Oh, hello, hello on this Thursday morning. How are you, Roo?
I'm very good. It's very, very good. Looking forward to it. Footy's here tonight. I can't wait. Feels like it's been ages.
But oh, come on, Roo. There's more to life than footy.
Nah,
come
not
on.
Tonight. I'm even going to watch Carlton play. I never That's how keen
You're
I am.
Kidding.
I'm going to give them longer than I gave the footy show last night.
I could say get
night.
A life, Roo, but our footy for me was back. I watched Front Bar last night. I promised Mick Moy. I said it's my favourite show. I know there was a new one on Nine, but I love the Front Bar. And you featured, you starred.
Oh, I got another plug. I gave the Limo and the guys on Channel 9 ago for 15 minutes because I knew the Front Bar would be good. I thought they did okay for the bit that I watched, and I think potentially it's got legs.
Gotta okay.
give a go. It takes a while, doesn't it?
Yep.
I mean, we're still hopeless after 5 years, so you got to give them more than 5 minutes. We've got a big show, though, today. Lawrence Mooney will join us. The Angels will come in as well. We've got another weigh-in for us. Don Pike, Ken Hinckley, the pressure test, all that stuff happening.
Got to fit all that into 3 hours. Can you believe it? Roo and Ditts here on Triple M.
Roo and Ditts, top three things you need to know.
What's going on around the world, Roo?
Bernie Vince is joining the Triple M team. You alluded to it a little bit yesterday, which is fantastic news.
What a great addition to our team.
Yeah, I think I'm working with him this weekend, which is going to be good, calling the Crows game. So with the Hawks, with Bern, so he'll be flying home.
Do you think he's a Crow man?
I think he's got a bit in there. I think he is very much a demon as well. In fact, Bernie's going to join us tomorrow in the morning on the Brekkie Show, so we'll look forward to having a chat with
him. He'll be up early with his new baby.
Yep.
He'll be ready to go.
Yep. So, Bernie Vince on the Triple M footy team.
That is real exciting. Yep. No worries about that.
Because you'll get the latest stuff. Though. I like keeping an eye on what the current players talk about, what they find important in the game as well.
Yep.
As well as all the stuff that Bernie gets up to off field as well.
Oh, there'll be plenty of fodder there.
Yep.
Don't worry about that. Yeah. We can't, if we just tell him in the contract, we can't feed and, you know, water his old man at every home game because it'd be too expensive.
No, he'll be in the box with Bernie. He'll be his bodyguard. We know that the air isn't very clear in China, Ditts. There's lots of pollution out there, and people wear face masks and all of that. They're trying to say now that the pollution in China is affecting their ability to get the job done in the bedroom.
Can I just share with you the numbers? I think at last count there's about 1 billion people in China. I don't think they've had any issues at all, to be honest.
Good point.
They're good at it.
Population growth has never been an issue there.
What would it be then if the air was good?
Good point. They've even tested this on rats, and they said the male rats just they don't respond as much when there's petrol or diesel fumes in the air. So. But, as we know, Australians have got many entrepreneurs getting around our big land. There's one lad out of Adelaide, Joe DeShera, hopefully I've got that right. He has produced and canned Australian Outback oxygen or air.
What?
Yep. He spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in this business, and it's called Aussie Air, and it is getting a release into China soon. It's in a spray can.
So you buy a can of air?
Yep, you buy a can of air. It lasts about 10 minutes worth of oxygen. Gives you about 140, 160 breaths.
They can't be that gullible, surely.
Not sure, Ditts. It's going to retail for about $23.99 a dozen. $23.99 a can or $179.99 for a dozen.
Come on.
Do the sums on
I
that.
I want to follow this. And I'm sure we will.
Well, let's get the lad on.
Let's get him on and see. I want to see how many he sells of this stuff.
That's right. Aussie Air, it's called. So,
the entrepreneur in me and the businessman in me is asking the question: is it his air to sell?
Like, good point.
Like, you know,
it's everyone's air.
It's all of ours, isn't it?
That's right. So,
and
can he grow
you
it?
Being the ex-farmer, fruit grower that you are, when the rain falls out of the sky, whose water is it?
It's yours if it falls on your land.
All right. Well, whose air is it?
If he's getting the air in his backyard as it is.
I want to ask these questions. We all should be getting a slice of this.
Far out. I sense we need Dennis DeNudo for this one.
We do.
It's the just the vibe
That's
of the
right.
thing. But easily the most important topic for this morning in our top three comes from your club, Ditts.
What have we done now?
You just keep giving down there.
Right.
You just want to keep breeding. There's a bit of China about this. Let's have a listen to it.
First, it was The Bachelor. Then it was Married at First Sight. And now it's Port Adelaide's Perfect Pair. Have you wasted precious time and money on a romance only to discover your love interest is from the wrong side of Westlake Boulevard? Well, never again. We're looking for single port lads and ladies who are ready to mingle. If you're in the market for a black, white and teal romance, we want you.
Is this getting better and wetter? That sounded exactly like Helen from the Highley Street.
It did.
This is fair dinkum. This is on the Port Adelaide website.
Where have you found that?
I didn't find it. It just came across my desk.
Did you say it was on the Port Adelaide website?
This is so fair dinkum. This is not someone taking the mickey. This is not someone having a crack at your football club. This is Port Adelaide trying to join up Port Adelaide members so they don't actually go out with someone and find out that they go for the cross.
Well, we don't want your mob infiltrating into our club. We don't want spies from over there. Gee, the stands will be rocking this year if that's what they're doing, encouraging cuddles at the footy.
Half time's going to be busy, isn't it?
That's unbelievable. Now, Ken Hinckley's coming on this morning. This isn't really his department, although maybe
I'm sure he's got bigger fish to fry leading into round one. But
I'm sure the club has as well. I want to ask about this.
Well, big news down there at the Port Adelaide Football Club, Dits.
Yeah, all right. What's your slogan? You fly as one. We bloody... What do we do as one? I don't know. We need to come up with a slogan.
You do nothing as one. You do lots as two by the sounds of it.
Right. We do it in twos, yeah. All right, Ruined, it's on Triple M.
Triple M. Roll up your chinos, put wax in your hair, smash some avocado and grab a protein shake. It's time for the Metros on Ruined Dits for Breakfast.
The lads are in. Howie, how you going, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good. Howie, we've got Flack.
Morning.
Morning, Flack. And we got Fabio, Todd, our new audio engineer.
Who I must say is doing a bit of damage.
It's all going to his
not
head.
Not bad damage.
Yeah.
Not...
You've had a couple of dates in recent weeks. Since you've been working here at Triple M, your popularity's just gone through the roof. Tell us about the date. Tell us about the date you went on last week. Rue, this is a bit weird. Yeah,
concerning.
Not a bad thing. I enjoyed it. But, she took me to a business seminar.
And bored you
on
to
your
death.
First date.
Yeah, first
a
date.
A business seminar.
Okay, Todd, I'm gonna it was good. If she's listening out there.
How many hours did this go for?
Oh, I think it was 2.5.
You've got to be kidding.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That's way too long.
I hope you got a cuddle afterwards. But anyway.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
All right. Well, take me to every business
now. Now, Flack, you had a weird date last week as well.
Went for a bike ride.
Yeah, but how far?
23 kilometres.
See, this
whose
is just...
idea was that?
It was hers.
So you've had a date on Tinder and she said, let's go for a bike ride.
Yep.
Flack, well, she's pretty when you fit. When you get back from 23Ks, you've got nothing left. If she wants a bit of a cuddle, you've got
I've just worked
nothing.
Out what happened.
What?
She was trying to ride away from
him. He just kept
chasing her. She's going, get away from me, you pervert.
Well, my little legs were chasing, I can tell you that much.
After the first 10K, she thought, bloody hell, he's persistent.
And surprisingly fit.
Right, now we've gone past the 20K, mate. Should he still there?
He's got to drop off soon. I'm going to have to go up Wollonga Hill.
Yeah, well, all I can say, I can promise you, after me doing 23Ks, yeah, there wasn't any cuddles.
No, there wouldn't be.
There was a bit of a snooze, actually.
Howie, weird dates?
I think the last date I went on before I started dating my partner now, we went to the Fringe. It was about this time, probably 3 or 4 years ago. And let's just say I just had a few too many wines.
Oh, no.
On a Sunday night, I was at uni, so I didn't have to do anything on the Monday. And, I don't really remember getting home. And I was alone when I woke up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I
well, in the park, then. No.
That was another time.
You were a fringer.
I recommend sleeping in your car. That went well. All right. Thanks, boys.
See you, guys.
Thank you.
What a goal!
Ruined Dits Overnight Sports.
The wine bar at the National Wine Centre.
The perfect spot for a drop.
Selection day today, Roo, for both Adelaide and Port Adelaide. Interesting to see the lineups. I think, as we've been saying for a few days now, Crows just about at full strength. We know that Seisman and Brown won't be up for a selection, but with Port Adelaide, their lineup could be really, really interesting. Yeah, there's so many players.
Interesting in what way?
Well, who are they going to settle on? Who are they going to pick? I think there are so many
they've
players.
They've already come out and said they're playing six players.
Yeah, six new players, yeah.
Well, we got Ken Hinckley in 20 past seven. We'll find out. Hopefully he might even give us a bit of an inside info there. Mm. Who's going to miss out? Mm. That's the tough question, isn't it?
Don Pike also, by the way, after 7 o'clock. So both coaches this morning, which is fantastic. Now, you've been suspicious about Charlie Dixon for several weeks now.
Well, last week, it really came out when we asked about to Brad Ebert. But look, rightly enough, if he wanted to sort of keep it quiet, he probably did. Well, he said he didn't even know, to be honest, because he had a four-day break. But anyway, let's hope Charlie can get right. I love watching him play. He's big, he's aggressive, and he's very important to Port Adelaide forward line. So when you have a little ankle op, you can get over that in a few weeks if it's not too bad. Hey, yet tonight we know that Carlton and Richmond are playing. We know Carlton have got a lot of new faces, but Tom Lynch will run out in the Tigers Guernsey, so that's going to be a massive boom for them. We've also spoke about Jesse Hogan a bit this week. Carl Langdon, a former West Coast Eagle, had this to say.
I would have never done the deal in the first place, to be totally honest, and that was my advice. And I actually contacted both those two individuals, Bell and Rossich, prior to, and gave them some information and sent them the pictures that I had in my phone. Jesse Hogan returned at the end of the football season, shortly after the AFL Grand Final, where he put on a bit of a show the night after the grand final, I was told, over in Melbourne. There was a few West Coast Eagles places at the same place that he was celebrating at the particular time. Ever since he's come back over this side of the country, he has, as far as I'm concerned, not been behaving the way that an AFL footballer needs to behave.
So he said he rang the CEO of the football club and the footy manager to tell them not to recruit them, and he's a West Coast Eagle ring. It'd be like me ringing Port Adelaide.
Yep. But he must have done it for a reason. He must care, or he's
exactly. And then Ross Lyon had this to say yesterday.
And there's some challenges. So I'm not really prepared to go into isolation of our recruiting history over a 10-year period, because that's not what this press conference is about. And I haven't got any more detail for you with Jesse, except we need the respect. This is a mental health issue. It's a well-being issue. And you probably need to back off a little bit.
The other thing that's come out of it since yesterday, Dits, is Harley Bennell is now getting
police investigation
about an altercation with a bikie.
Mm. Roo, when he says, I'm not going to go into isolation and talk about our recruiting over the last 10 years, maybe he should. And
well,
maybe they are
just
behind
at
closed
that press
doors.
Conference.
Yeah, but you know what? These are fair questions to ask at the moment. There's the Jesse Hogan situation. There's the Harley Bennell situation. I'm led to believe now Cam McCarthy, who they picked up, to swap for a number three pick. Now, number three picks don't come along every day. There are a lot of, he's under a cloud as well, I reckon, Cam McCarthy's, things that you hear about him. There are other issues at Fremantle as well. It's endemic. It's been going on for far too long. And I know it wouldn't happen at your club. I'd like to think it wouldn't happen at my club either. And they've got to be asking questions. They've got things wrong for far too long.
Yeah, they've made a few blues. They've got a few right, but people are within their rights to question them at the moment, Dits. That's for sure. Victoria will resume at 1-28 after getting the Redbacks out for 260 down at Karen Rolton Oval. Travis Head made 67, Tom Andrews 59. James Pattinson took 3 wickets as the Bush Rangers warm up for next week's home final.
That's our look at sport. Have they still got the recruiting guy at Freo that didn't want Andrew McLeod or not?
No, that was the coach.
I've moved him on, haven't they?
That was the coach.
Oh,
that
right.
was Jared Neesham.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was his decision.
Oh, right, eh? Anyway, that's our look at sport. Thanks to the Wine Bar at the National Wine Centre, the perfect spot for a drop.
Lawrence Mooney's going to join us next, or one of his friends.
On Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast, Malcolm Big Mal Turnbull.
Matthias Matthias, call me Marky Vivondu.
I could have played for New Zealand, but I was too busy being a great actor.
It's Lawrence Mooney and friends.
Oh, we've got another new friend to meet
a
this
female
morning.
Friend.
Yeah, we have indeed. Mm. Now, Teresa Green's her name, and she's the Green candidate from Byron Bay. Let's get her on. Teresa, good morning.
Good morning to you, Dits, and good morning to you, Roo. It's really a pleasure to join you in the big metropolis of Adelaide, all the way from Byron.
Right. Now, let's find out a little bit about you, Teresa, because we're speaking to you for the first time. How do you spend your days?
Well, most mornings I wake up and I go out into my vegetable patch and do Ardo Mukha Svasanasana.
What's that?
Do what?
It's a downward-facing dog. I open up my Muladhara Chakra and let the light enter my body.
Right.
Through my Kundalini pathway.
What?
And my tantric route.
Oh, right.
You'd also know it as your Jaxi Roo. But that's what I do. And then some of my sisters from the Goddess Centre come over. And my brother Nigel, of course, who's been identifying as a woman since the failure of his second marriage.
Right.
And we do a fertility rite in the vegetable patch before body painting in tutus and celebrating a fertility rite, yes. It's a lot of fun.
Might have to come up to Byron Bay.
Why don't you?
You are a regular at Byron
Bay. I love Byron Bay.
So, Teresa, you'll see him shortly.
Well, it's not all about, you know, million-dollar tourism, Roo. sometimes you've got to get down in the earth and get real and feel the energy of Mother Earth come up through the feet.
I think I did feel that at Nimbin one day, actually.
You can feel a lot of things at Nimbin. There's a lot of good herbal remedies in Nimbin. Hey,
I was in the vegetable garden there for a while. Hey, what about the racist brouhaha that's consuming the New South Wales opposition leader in the run-up to the election at the moment, Theresa?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I know Michael. He's a close friend. And I don't actually see race. That's the thing with me. I don't see race or ethnicity unless it's an essential to an individual's identity. My friends and I are so race neutral, Roo, that I sometimes mistake my Japanese Samoan neighbour, Narasuki Fakalewa, for my indigenous Reiki massage specialist, Ningaloo Punti. And I also have macular degeneration in my left eye, which helps my race neutrality. But yeah, it's a sad thing when race gets in the way. I'm all things to all people.
Right. Now, what policies are the Greens taking to this New South Wales state election?
Well, some of our traditional core policies, Dits, and I'm glad you asked. I mean, we're going to outlaw the lawnmower. Cutting of grass releases greenhouse gases. And, of course, there's the burning of fossil fuels, plus any burning of wood, pizza-fired ovens. I mean, what's the name of those ovens? They're gone. And any burning of wood outside
of
festivals.
You mean Weber's or wood-fired pizza ovens?
Wood-fired pizza ovens. That's it, Roo. And, of course, we're going to make vaccinations illegal because the smallpox virus has a right to exist in its own right as well.
It's a living organism.
It's a living organism, like polio, tuberculosis, and measles.
Measles. Oh, good. Oh, good luck, Theresa.
Thank you very
great
much.
Great to spend some time with you this morning.
Yeah. Remember, everyone, vote green and save Mother Earth. That nourishes us and brings us together.
Right. There's a food for thought right there. All the way from Byron Bay. Theresa Green, we'll talk again soon.
I hope so.
Yeah.
This has been special.
Righto. Ruined It's here on Triple M, thanks to Adelaide Tools. Well, the footy show's returned to last night. Limo's new show on Channel 9.
Yeah, they did okay. I watched them for the first 15 minutes. I thought Limo and the crew did all right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't get to see it, but I watched, I'm glad I did watch.
How can they be that short of content already?
No, they're not. In fact, it was the key part of the show.
Oh,
it was fantastic.
Of course it was.
Yep. So Mick Malloy gave us the heads up yesterday morning that you might get a mention.
Because I thought he was just taking the mickey. Just
Sam Pang,
set me up.
Sam Pang loves your commentary. He's been a big follower of yours over the last couple of years. But anyway, first up.
I can't believe he's got another Fox.
Can't believe Fox have kept him on, he said. But first up, this was about your attire, the famous hat, the infamous hat that you wore on that 40-odd degree day.
It's with a heavy heart I mention this next commentator, Mark Ricciuto.
I'm going to counsel you not to do this.
So what are you doing?
You know he's...
What are you doing?
You know he's a little upset with you.
You know he sent you that message last night.
A true legend of the game, many surprised that he got another year at Fox Footy, but whatever. Just because of his other commitments.
Oh,
he's so busy.
Like what?
Well, he's got breakfast radio in Adelaide. He's got a family of how many?
Six kids.
Yep. He's on the board at the Adelaide Crows. Sure. And also many business ventures.
Publican.
Yeah, that's right. So he's got a lot going on. So that's what I thought. And also, and judging by this cross from Dwayne Russell, for Mark Ricciuto to have just bought a Jim's mowing franchise.
really?
Yeah, have a look.
I'm hearing from you, Mark Ricciuto, a little earlier on. Welcome back to you.
At that point, they did show my hat, didn't they?
You need to into some kind of witness protection scam. It's my advice to you, if I know the great man.
So that was the hat, which I hadn't thought of Jim's mowing. It does look exactly like
Jim.
It.
Yeah, I nearly sent a tweet back to him saying, let me know when you need your lawns mowed, Sam. But I thought I wouldn't put any bait on the hook.
Yeah. Now, the other one from the Albert and Oval as well. What happened there, Roo?
Albert and Oval?
Yeah, it was the North Melbourne game.
Oh, right.
A couple of weeks ago.
Well, this was okay. I did a bit of research because I like to do some research before I went to air, and I just got some good info.
Start doing some for this show
about
if you like.
Aaron Hall, the new recruit. But that's right. We'll play that a bit later on.
Yeah, but no, what happened was, do you remember the incident
day? Yeah.
What, he had diarrhea and conjunctivitis. Well, normally we go down to the boundary and we'll say, yeah, I think he's done an ankle. And he might, he's the club doctors are looking at it right now. You gave us a medical once-over.
Conjunctivitis. They thought he was out for the season with his knee. And yeah. I actually spoke to Darren Crocker about his knee before him. But what he did say was... He's lucky to be here because he had diarrhoea and conjunctivitis. Yeah. So I said, if he looks a bit tired and can't see the ball, you know why.
Rui gave us the full medical.
Well, that's what you meant to do. Yeah. That's what
happened last night on the front bar.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on and win some cash before we speak with Ken Hinckley and Don Pike, which we are going to do in the next hour. We've got the pressure test right now where you can win $1,000. Just hold fire a couple of minutes, but just get ready. The pressure test coming
don't
up.
Don't ring yet. We'll tell you when to ring, okay?
104.7 Triple M. Ruin Dids. $1,000 pressure test. Need a car service or repair? Zip Pay is now available at Automasters, giving you the option to fix now and pay later. Over 20 branches. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
You can't handle the pressure.
Oh, I think we're due. We've been a bit lean in recent times, Ru.
Yep.
Must be due to give it away.
Open up the wallet. Let the moths fly out straight to Albert Park. G'day, Stephen.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we going today?
We're going good. What are you up to today?
I'm a fencing contractor, and I'm just going to go put up a fence for a client and a builder up at Ross River.
Good.
For what sort of fence?
It's a good neighbour fence. It's on top of a retaining wall.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Right.
No worries. Cash job?
No, I work for another gentleman, sir. He gets all the money. I just put him up for him.
All right, good work, Stephen. All right, well,
let's get you some cash.
We'll give you $1,000 cash right now. This is gettable too, because Ditz said time to give it away. Just close your eyes and go into a thinking mode, okay? And give me 10 things that you spray out of a can. Like Mozzie spray.
Fly spray. Mozzie. Paint. Deodorant. What a killer. Cream. Cream. Mozzie spray.
Sunscreen. Oh, hold it there, Steve.
2, 3, 4, 5, correct.
Bit of WD-40.
Yeah, and what about now? Your cooking oil comes in a spray can.
Sure does.
It does too. Yeah. Deodorant.
And stuff that I use, hairspray.
Righto.
That's all right. It's a tough one, Steve. It was gettable if you're on a roll, but anyway.
$50 voucher to head off to Automasters for your next service. And just a reminder, Zip Pay is available. 20 branches, over 20 branches with Automasters, 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
Ken Hinckley to join us next. Oh, we've got Don Pike coming up. Ken Hinckley coming up next. Just before we get Ken on, do you think he needs to hear about what's going on down at Port Adelaide?
We are the love club, aren't we?
Matchmates.
Yeah, have a listen to this.
It's Port Adelaide's perfect pair. We're looking for single Port lads and ladies who are ready to mingle. If you're in the market for a black, white and teal romance, we want you.
God, I thought it sounds like we're at the firm.
That's Helen from Hindley
Street.
I know. There.
So Port Adelaide have put this up on their website. This is true. This is absolutely true, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a bit of pre-game entertainment, Dits.
Right.
A bit of matchmates
a bit of
on Adelaide Oval.
In the grandstand.
Maybe. Who knows?
Gee.
Thinking outside the square.
We will try and attract members any way we can.
You sure will. Anyway, we're going to chat to the Port Adelaide coach up next.
Next it'll be, do you want to get divorced at the footy?
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Ru and Dits here on Triple M Aru. Tonight the AFL kicks off, but as far as our teams are concerned, the Crows and Port Adelaide, we play on Saturday, and we got both coaches coming up, which is very, very exciting for us. First up, let's say a very good morning, Ken Hinckley from Port Adelaide. How are you, Ken?
Good, boys.
Very big game on Saturday afternoon, Ken, up against Melbourne, one of the fancy teams for the season. You confident?
Yeah, we are, Ru. I mean, but we understand the challenge, and Melbourne, as you said, everyone's tipping Melbourne to be one of those top three or four sides, and you know we expect that will be a significant challenge for us. We've had pretty positive pre-season, and we're ready to go, so we give ourselves a great opportunity.
Ken, today's selection, but I know that you think about these things all week. In fact, you've probably thought about it for many, many weeks. How settled are you in your own mind with the lineup? Because you know, all of us try to pick our own team, and I'm finding it hard to squeeze people in, and good players are going to get left out. How do you see it?
Yeah, look, we're pretty comfortable with who we're going to pick. Well, with what we're going to pick and the players we're going to bring into the side. And, you know, it's going to be significant change to our side from round 23 last year. They're always this for most teams, but obviously we're going to be bringing in four debutants, and we're going to be bringing in two boys that are playing their first game as well for Port Adelaide in an AFL game. So there's six changes on their own, and that makes you quite new.
Yep. Is the defence, the whole of the back six, has that been the hardest one to settle on or not particularly?
Well, look, it has, but we've actually got a couple who are just still building. So I think once they're in there, and, you know, when Hammer's playing his first game on Friday night, and, you know, and Brogsy's got a little bit of a hammy, but he'll play in the following week. Leno hurt his knee. So if they're all up and going at the one time, certainly it's going to make places really tight. But at the moment, you know, it's tight still, but when they're all back, it's even going to be harder.
How will Paddy Ryder go playing in a helmet? Read in the paper the other day, he found it hard to see the ball when it was up high. Well, has it been changed at all, or will he be fine?
Yeah, no, he'll be fine, Roo, but it'll be modified a little bit more. This is the first time he had it on the other day, and he's just getting used to what it feels like and looks like. And for him, it's, you know, the little bit of peripheral vision was the one that he said the most. He wasn't quite sure when he was down over the low ball he could see enough. So there'll be some sort of slight modifications, but, you know, really the helmet's there just to help Paddy feel stronger, and he'll be fine.
How long do you think Charlie Dixon will be on the sidelines for after the operation? Obviously he hasn't played a pre-season game, and then, you know, need to get fit as well. Will it be 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks?
Yeah, look, it's going to be a while. There's no real time frame that I can give you, but, you know, when you've had surgery, you'd imagine that it's, you know, it's going to go past 2 weeks in a pretty quick hurry. And, you know, what it ends up at, we're really hopeful that it, the point that he was going okay, but he just couldn't quite push through the next part. So we think with a little bit of arthroscopic surgery that he's had now, that'll help him get to that point much quicker. And once he gets there, he won't take long because he's aerobically pretty fit, Charlie. He's always been in pretty good shape. So that's not his biggest challenge. The challenge is that, you know, being able to constantly load his ankle and his leg with 105 kilos and 200 centimetres. So that's his biggest challenge.
Mm. Ken, you made a hard call in that last game against North Melbourne. You left out young Dougal Howard. Has he done enough to earn a call-up for round one?
No, we'll probably be pretty comfortable with what we played in JLT 2, and most of those boys will get first opportunity at this stage. You know, I suggest that Dougal will probably just miss.
Right, okay. That's big news. He's got plenty of potential, but if he's not doing what he needs to do, well, sending him back to the SNFL is never a bad thing to do, to fire him up a little bit, Ken. Hey, it's a year that's important for both clubs. Both Adelaide clubs had disappointing years last year. How do you talk to your players, or how do you set a goal for 2019? Do you focus on just winning enough games to play finals? Do you set yourself a goal of doing that, or, you know, do you use the old line of just taking it a week at a time? How have you spoken to your players about what you want to achieve in 2019?
Oh, no, look, Roo, we as a footy club always look at the season and go, you know what, our results are based on, we want to be a part of the finals. That's our number one goal. How many games we need to win? You know, in the past it's been around that 12 or 13 games. We don't look at the number of games we need to win, but we certainly have a long-term view that we'd like to be playing finals at the end of the year, like every club. I say that all the time. All 18 clubs at this stage of the year would be thinking and predicting that they want to be a part of the finals. Then you go about, as you said, the week-by-week scenarios. And, you know, this week now we must focus in on Melbourne and make sure we get our best opportunity there to put us on the path to where we want to go. So we won't be any different. We'll be still thinking long-term. We'll be thinking, we set out the start of the year to play finals. That's what we're aiming to do. Doesn't mean every side's going to do it, but we're aiming to do it. And now we've got to focus in on week to week.
You know you've made it when you get a tattoo of yourself on someone's forearm or leg, Ken. You must have been very excited to see one of your real Port Adelaide diehard fans put your head on their body.
I don't know that you realise that was my leg, Roo.
Oh, Bull, is that yours? You've done it, you got your own tattoo. Yeah, oh, gee, you're very confident in your ability if you've done that.
That's the only way I was ever going to get a tattoo.
Nah, it's your wife, wasn't it?
No, I have had a bit of notice about that, Tad, and it's one that I prefer not to talk too much about.
All right, Ken. Well, anyway,
comfortable with me.
Not many people can say they've got a tattoo, anyway.
Nah, good on you, Ken. Let's get the season off to a flying start. Good luck against the Demons this weekend.
Good on you, boys, and we'll talk through the year.
Good on you. Thanks for talking to us. Port Adelaide coach Ken Hinckley. And do you know what, Roo? I like a coach that makes a hard call. I think that Dougal Howard one's interesting because Port fans would think, oh, he's a real young talent. He's shown us a fair bit.
Mm.
Obviously, if you're not, you said it, if you're not doing the right thing, well, you get sent back.
That's exactly
and,
right.
And he, look, bit of honesty there, told us about Charlie Dixon, Paddy Ryder, and yeah, that was good. All right, up next, it's the Crows' turn. Don Pike to join us here on Triple M. Ruined it's here on Triple M. Massive year coming up for the Adelaide Crows as well. Roo, starting off this Saturday against the Hawks.
Yeah, absolutely. Big home game. Probably sell out today, I think. It should be 50,000 plus if the weather holds out. And we've got Crows coach Don Pike on to tell us all about it. G'day, Pikey.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
A lot of hype around the Crows this preseason. Does that make you nervous in some ways?
Oh, I think this time of year always gets you a little bit edgy. It's all the work's now done. We've had 5 months of solid pre-season training, and the guys have attacked that really well. And now we get the fun part, you know, playing games and finding out how good we can be.
Is it fair to say it's sort of chalk and cheese to this time last year in terms of the preparation over summer and the mental space of the players?
Yeah, look, you know, we've had a pretty heavy focus, as has been highlighted, on, you know, getting our guys back in good physical shape and mental shape, and the two tie together. And, you know, the pleasing part is we've been able to get a mountain of work into the players, and, you know, they've really embraced that and loved the challenge of that, and have, as I said, looking forward to attacking the season.
Looking at selection for this weekend, every report I've seen or read is talking about Chase Jones, so will he definitely get a start this weekend?
Always a very strong chance. The team's announced later today, but yeah, the young man's hit the ground running as he arrived at the footy club, and he's done everything right so far.
Any other surprises or anything you can lead us into, Pikey, or are you keeping your cards close to your chest?
No, it's not so much. I mean, obviously we played GWS in our last JLT game, and that's a pretty, you know, we went sort of with a full dress rehearsal, so a pretty strong indication as to, you know, what we sort of thought was our best 23-24 at that point. So, yeah, guys played pretty well that night. Yeah, it's the one challenge we got at match committee, having sat down, yeah, yesterday or Tuesday and had a look at the side, is, yeah, it's pretty tight for spots. So it's a great spot to be in. It's a difficult spot because obviously there's some tough decisions have to be made. But, yeah, we've got a lot of guys who've played, you know, had fantastic off-season, pre-seasons, and have played some good footy who, you know, by rights have probably been unlucky to not get a spot. But that's healthy for us. It really means that, you know, guys performing well, putting pressure on for spots, and that's what you really want, that strong internal competition.
Now, a very important player over the last season or two has been Hugh Greenwood. Where's he at the moment? Can he come up for the weekend?
Yeah, no, he'll play Sample again this weekend. He sort of came back into full training probably only about 4 weeks ago. So he had a run 2 weeks ago against Norwood on the Friday night, and probably on managed game time. He needs at least one, if not two, sort of full games, we think, to get himself ready to really attack the season.
Yeah, Don, a couple of big changes this year with the centre bounce setups and the 6-6-6. Tell us, what do you think is going to be the biggest ramification, I guess, of that from a coach's perspective?
Yeah, I think that the challenge there is that a little bit more space without everyone else arriving probably buys midfielders, you know, that extra 2 or 3 seconds. So I think we're going to see sort of more sort of powerful play out of the centre bounce, which will impact the game. And probably we've already seen it a bit through JLT. If you get a quick run on and you win a couple of centre bounces in a row, I know I'm watching the Richmond-Hawthorn game. Now, late in the game, Richmond got a couple of really clean clearances out the front. I think Cotchin kicked a goal. They got one in deep that led to another goal. So I think there's going to be that real flow of the game can be changed very quickly if you can get on top in the CB.
Pikey, I've been an advocate over the last couple of years of doing away with runners. Now, I know we're not doing away with them totally, but they're going to restrict their time on the ground. And a couple of your counterparts, a couple of the coaches, in particular Alistair Clarkson, isn't too happy about it, I don't think. How do you see it?
Well, it's probably a change that's been, you know, on the cards for probably 18 months. The AFL sort of flagged it a while back. And, yeah, I think probably some of the frustration from the coaches group is more that it's gone from unfettered use of the runner to quite restricted use. There's no middle ground. So, look, I guess, you know, we adapt. It's going to be the same for everyone. So, you know, the challenge is to make sure that, you know, obviously we're effective at how we use our runner after goals are kicked. And obviously they've got to be coming off the ground now, you know, once the goals kick. So we've probably got about a minute window there to get some changes. And probably also working with our players around the rotations, because a lot of clubs are using the runners to really aid the rotations and make sure the guys are coming off at the right time. So, yeah, we've spent a fair bit of time
with the players, you know, getting canvassing their views. I mean, ultimately, we want to be playing the game, not looking across at a board to take cues and direction. So hopefully the board's more there for our guys to sort of see as an in-between communication mode, but they know when their rotations are due and we'll respect the right that, you know, they've got to understand that if their time to get off, they're keeping one of their mates on the bench by not doing it. So we'll see how it evolves. It's going to be a change. It certainly certainly removes a little bit of the coaching component because obviously game-wise and strategy, you know, in-game you like to be able to, or historically you're going to get your running out to change some things, and now it's probably going to be a bit more over to the players.
Give us three names just before you go of people you've taken money off on the golf course over the summer.
Well, a couple of my mates back in Perth, I've done that to them. I know who you're talking about Paul Sees, but I eventually got 20 off Paul the other day. So,
that's good. Is that when he did his finger getting the money out of the wallet?
No. He was good. He didn't have his best day, Paul, but that's all right. His finger's now going to hold him back, so I did offer him a game during the week, but he said, unfortunately, his finger, he wouldn't be able to play.
Have you taken any money off your wife?
No, we tend not to play for money. Sort of.
create arguments, doesn't it?
Very risky business.
You got to know where you stand, really, I think.
You're still caddying for her?
I don't know. The pennant season's coming up, so if she's in and she's playing, I'll get on the bag. And I understand you guys have got a bit of a bet going on at the moment. Is that right?
No, just trying to lose a little bit of weight, Don. Just trying to hold a bit of form there. We're going okay.
I don't like to talk about it, Pikey, but now that you've raised it, you know when we did the test at the start, I had more muscle mass than Ruin. Well, did his bottom lip drop when those results came out? Hell.
Wow. Well, as they say, some can, some can't, don't they?
That's right. Oh, exactly.
Easy, Pikey.
Exactly.
All right. Good on you, went.
Good luck this weekend. Good luck for the season.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
See you, Pikey.
Don Pike. Always very, very smart and very measured, I reckon, Don Pike.
Both coaches under pressure this year to get back in the finals, and I wouldn't be surprised if both ended up there, Dits.
Yeah.
Good luck. I'm really excited. Yeah, Married at First Sight is a show that is just, well, it's actually changing other programs, the front bar started at 9 o'clock last night.
They said they wanted to avoid it.
Yeah, that's right. They
Too
wanted
many
to avoid
people
it.
Watching it.
They are. They are taking a wide berth from it at the moment. And even the footy show last night, well, they were wrapped because they were going on after it, give them a chance of getting some support. So we thought we'd do a Married at First Sight update. Flack and Wagger in the studio. What is happening?
It's been a really, really, really big week on Married at First Sight.
Absolutely.
Well, we'll be the judge. You tell us what happened and we'll...
Okay, so I know I'll keep it simple for you guys, but so...
Hang on, what are you trying to say?
You just don't get it. But there's couples, right? Hmm. And so there's two couples that are married and they have both, the girl and the guy from each couple have been staying in the competition, not because they're in love with their husband and partner. Hmm. They're in love with each other. So there's two couples that are like diverse.
Swingers.
Yes. Oh. So the girl from one couple and the guy, Jess and Dan, have started hooking up behind the scenes against their actual partners.
What do you mean, like? And what about the other two that...
They don't know about it. Oh. So they're saying, I want to keep trying with you. I want to stay in the competition for you. Right. But we all know it's not for them.
This is why it's a million and a half people watching. Yeah. This is just
And
perfectly
it's the girl,
scripted.
Her name's Jessica. They call her Sausage Lips because she has had her lips done so much that they look like raw bunning sausages.
It's true. Like, she's incredibly attractive, but not the girl I would take home to meet mum. Do you know what I mean?
Just for a fling.
Yeah, exactly right. And I reckon that's kind of where it's going. But the two cheating couples.
As Dit starts Googling her name.
Jessica with a K, mate.
that was
Jessica
really creepy.
With a K?
Yeah, I think
so. I see who you're talking about.
So those two are cheating, and it's going to come out very soon. Dan, the guy who's cheating on his partner with Jessica with the budding sausage lips, this is what he said last night.
The girl that I want to spend the rest of my life with, you know, and I think going into the commitment ceremony tomorrow, I think we need to say something. Like, we should both write leave against our partners, but ask the experts if we can maybe stay, and like me and you can try something.
Right, so they're planning potentially the breakup and getting together.
So that is on this Sunday at the commitment ceremony because it will be the last commitment ceremony because all the couples will now go off and like live their lives. And so on this commitment ceremony, they're going to come out and say, we've just been kidding. We don't love our wives and husbands. We love each other.
We've just been kidding.
Yep.
Far and lying. Right. Drama.
Because all the a couple of the contestants think they know about it, and they've been like, Jessica, you're only staying because you love Dan, and she's denied it the whole time.
Will there be like a blue? Will they crack it?
Well, when you say denied it and all these others know, do you get to see hidden camera shots or something of what's going on?
We know.
Oh, right. Yeah.
As the watchers, we know.
And the bloke that Jessica's been leading on, for the last 2 weeks, he's been begging her, can you please say leave? He wants to go home.
He wants out.
He's the bogan country boy that wants to just go home and raise the sheep again, and Jessica's just dragging him through the mud.
So what, he doesn't like sausage lips?
He does not like sausage lips at all.
But if one of the partners says they want to stay, you both have to. Yeah. You both have to say leave.
Surely not. Why doesn't he just pack his bags and go?
Because it's not part of the contract.
You both
have to say leave if you are leaving.
Read the rules, Dits.
Yeah, come on, Dits.
Read the rule
book. There are no rules. Throw the rule book out.
No, not a married at first sight. Very strict, Dits.
Sorry,
I didn't realise.
I didn't realise.
So we're going to tune in Sunday night.
Oh, the drama.
We might need an update Monday.
We can do that.
Flack?
Yeah.
Cool.
There's going to be a blue, I can tell you now.
Righto.
I'm so excited. Can't wait. I'm a bit giddy about it.
I want to find out what happens next with sausage lips.
Tell me, is anyone on, Joe, if he wants to win sausage lips over, you go for a bike ride, don't you, Flack?
Well, look, yeah, and that girl that took me on a bike ride on Sunday is still talking to me.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I kept up.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right, all 23 kilometres. I lost about 3 kilos, which is not a bad thing, but I kept up.
Yeah, good work, Flack.
You would have been so sweet.
Some biking parlance, pumping your own tyres up there a little bit.
Well, someone's got to.
Good on you guys.
Thanks, Flack. Thanks, Wag.
Cheers.
Ladies. Ruin Dits for breakfast on Triple M.
We thought you girls were sugar and spice and all things nice.
Ruin Dits Angels.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Ruin Dits.
We got Mel the button pusher, always the voice of reason, as I say. She's the very sensible one.
Oh.
She's a mum and always makes sense.
Mums are always sensible, Dits. Yeah. You know that.
And do you know, in my head, I make sense too?
Yeah.
But you don't.
You're kidding. Alice the Wag. And Emma G, who I think you must have. Have you got a date today?
No, I don't have
a date. Very dressed up.
Thank you. Sometimes I like to look nice.
Only sometimes.
You give me a hard time because I always come in my active wear, so I thought every now and then I'll try and dress it up.
Yeah. All right. Now, we're talking, Rue, I love these conversations. When I went into the kitchen here at Triple M yesterday to make a coffee and I was eavesdropping, and the girls were talking about they've just been to the hairdresser, just the $300, if you don't mind, plus... They said 300, when you quoted 300, normally turns into about 350.
Yep.
Then, you better buy some, hair
this
product.
New shampoo that's come out. Yeah.
How much does that end up costing?
They're up there with vets, aren't they, hairdressers sometimes, how they just fleece certain people, I think. They take advantage of the girls.
Well, is it fleecing? I mean, let's get the girls' opinion on this. Mel the button pusher, how much was your last hairdressing visit?
180.
Oh, and
that was granted a very long time ago because it was $180, so it was a very long time ago. I'm at the point now, I'm at a fork in the road where I'm going grey, just like all the Anderson women do at age 40.
Right.
So I have to make a decision now if I don't care about that or if I get my hair coloured all the time, and you get fleeced every couple of months.
Can't you colour it yourself?
Well, I don't like my chances of doing a good job of that, to tell you the truth.
Right.
So, so now I have to decide. It is extortion.
But is it?
Surely it can't
cost
that much.
Isn't it, for you being a mum that you are, isn't it an experience? I'll go to the hairdresser for a couple of hours and put my feet up and be pampered. And
the head massage part, the shampoo part, the being away from home part, but not sitting there with foils on your head.
Right.
With a timer waiting to go ding. That doesn't really excite me.
And that'll be $180.
And then I have a mini heart attack.
Alice the Wag?
Mine probably costs about $150. I get it done 3 times a year and I get, it's called a half head of foils. So I'm naturally blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to believe, I know, but I get just a few highlights to make it a bit blonder, give it a bit more life, and then a cut.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's actually really reasonable because I have so much hair. And I love going to the hairdresser and you lie there and then you get that hair massage. And then the best part is when they get the towel and then they clean inside your ear with the towel to get the water out. There is no better feeling.
Oh, that's worth $300.
Yeah,
sure.
I'd pay $300.
The funniest part of this whole conversation is I really should bring Rue in at this point, Emma G, because see his head of hair.
Mm-hmm.
He
Luscious.
Gets charged $28 for that.
22.
Did they do your beard
plus GST
as well?
Now, can you believe that?
What's the minimum charge?
What are you paying for there, Rue?
Just to get the clippers over the top.
You don't have
what are they actually cutting?
Or if you don't get the clipper's wag, it actually does grow a little bit? Or do you think it just stays the same size every...
I honestly just think it stays the same.
Maybe that's because I cut it every week.
Wait, so if you don't get it cut, would it grow long?
No, it'll grow short.
No, but do you know what? Could you have long hair?
Do you want me to do a little experience for you or something?
Can you?
Yeah. I'll have a little experiment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I'll have a mullet.
I think it would look like a layer of fuzz.
Have you seen people that have just got hair on the side and, like, and goes down the back and nothing on top?
So, like a Professor
so on
Pat
top,
Pending
would it not grow?
Professor what?
Pat Pending. He was in Wacky Races, but move on.
Russell Morris also had it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emma G, let it go, your last experience?
Yeah, I really need to hit you girls up about where you go to the hairdresser because I spend at least $200 to $300, sometimes more, every time I go to the hairdresser. Mm. My hair's also quite long. Unlike Alice, it's not naturally blonde. I'm trying to grow it out so that I save some money because trying to keep your hair blonde can be really expensive. Mm. But I love going to the hairdressers. I love the whole experience. I like to allocate like 4 hours of my day.
Yeah.
And for a cut, colour, blow dry.
Four hours?
Yeah.
And if they don't, they just, you know, they say I'll be a couple of hours and I'll be 2 hours late.
Emma also will go and just get like a blow wave if she's going to an event.
Can't you do that yourself? This is the other thing that gets me. I've got to go for a blow dry. Every girl in the world's got about 3 blow dryers in their drawers at home.
What? Yeah, but when your hair is better, you just feel better. When your hair is really nice, everything feels good. You feel better.
Does it? Right.
Yeah. And you commented on the way psychological. You got your eye.
What?
Yeah.
What Emma looked like. Exactly. You were the first one to jump in and you haven't shut up about it for 5 minutes.
I used my new hairdryer last night. I got a new hairdryer for my birthday. And this hairdryer costs about $400 to buy. Mm. I would never buy it for myself. So my lovely mum bought it for me and I used it last night. And look, you noticed that I look nice today.
You're glowing.
Thank you.
Right. Now, the next topic. That's going to Alice the Wag. Again, I was overhearing this conversation the other day that...
Can you stop just creepily listening?
Yeah. I'm not creepily listening.
Like stalking all the women in the office.
You talk so loud, you girls in the office. Alice, you went home and visited your parents last weekend and you had to go out on a night out and you're getting ready. What happened?
So I had 2 friends over and we're all getting ready, you know, listening to the Spice Girls, having a champagne, putting our makeup on, and Dad walked in from work.
Spice Girls?
Yeah, just a bit of a flashback.
It's upbeat.
Yeah. Right. Dad walked in from work and has looked me up and down.
Don't mention Spice Girls.
You know, an hour getting ready and he's just like, keep in mind I'm 27. He just looked me up and down and said, you are not wearing that.
What, did you have some sort of
I actually don't think it was that bad. It was a shoestring strap. So like my shoulders were out, it was khaki colored and it was above my knee, but it wasn't tight or anything, but it's because he's not used to seeing me like that. Sorry?
Nothing. I was just thinking to myself, that's all right. Keep going.
So he said, you're not doing that. And then I was like, whatever, Dad. And all my friends were like, shut up, Darren. She looks great. And we've walked
out. Darren.
And he's just, you know, plonked himself on the couch. And then as I'm shutting the door, I was like, see you, Dad. Thanks for making me feel so good about myself. He said, I'm just a lion in the Serengeti looking after his cub.
Oh, my God.
Good one. That's a good one.
Right. So is this a dad's domain? Is he allowed to go there, bearing in mind that Alice is 27 years of age?
No. I'm sorry. That's not your domain anymore, Dad. I haven't met your dad. I'm sure he's wonderful, Alice. And he just loves you. But you're an adult woman. And the days of him being able to tell you what to wear, if they ever existed, don't exist anymore. No way. Mm. And he shouldn't have made you feel bad. I bet you felt uncomfortable.
Yeah, I did feel really uncomfortable. Like I kept covering up my cleavage, but there was no even cleavage there. So,
Emma G.
Anyway. Yeah, no, my dad would never tell me that I couldn't wear something. I don't think that that's up to a dad to say.
Your dad wouldn't?
No, he would never comment on what I'm wearing. He wouldn't even notice.
Come on.
Nah, my dad's really just easygoing. He doesn't notice girl things.
I'm his baby. Yeah. So he looks at me as like, you know,
I'm my dad's baby too.
Your little cub. Your little cub in the Serengeti.
You'd tell Sophie, wouldn't you?
Yes, definitely. I'd have my opinion. And don't say you wouldn't, Ditz.
Well, I don't know. I haven't got daughters. I haven't really been
You'd be having a look.
I reckon if I known you and your opinions, I reckon you wouldn't be afraid to
I reckon
tell
you'd
her.
Be going out with her. Out with her, not going out with her, going just going out and keeping an eye on her and just making sure you'd be doing that.
Can we wrap this up? It's getting weird.
Righto. All right, thanks, Angels.
What a goal!
Ruin Dits Overnight Sports.
The wine bar at the National Wine Centre.
The perfect spot for a drop.
Selection day in the AFL, Roo. We had Port Adelaide coach Ken Hinckley on earlier this morning and we asked him about young centre-halfback Dougal Howard, who was dropped for the last JLT game. Will he play this week?
No, we'll probably be pretty comfortable with what we played in JLT 2, and most of those boys will get first opportunity at this stage. You know, I suggest that Dougal will probably just miss.
Right, okay. That's big news. It is big news because Jared Leanert was playing his role in that game, Dits, and he is not playing, which means they're either playing smaller or he's actually slipped back further behind someone else. So, yeah, a little bit interesting that one, but I'm big raps on Dougal.
I am too. Now, we also spoke to Don Pike from the Crows about their lineup this weekend. Hugh Greenwood has become a real key player for the Crows. Will he play this weekend?
Yeah, no, he'll play Sandford again this weekend. He's he sort of came back into full training probably only about 4 weeks ago. So he had a run 2 weeks ago against Norwood on the Friday night and probably on managed game time. He needs at least one, if not two, sort of full games, we think, to get himself ready to really attack the season.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's another surprise at selection there tonight at the Crows as well, because it's pretty tight for spots. So I reckon watch this space.
Righto. Well, just an inkling you've got?
Well, it's hard to get them all in the one side, isn't it?
Mm.
So Charlie Dixon's had his operation, and Ken also said that he'll be out, it sounded like, a month or two.
Yep, indeed. Now, the season starts tonight with Richmond and Carlton at the G. Another drama over at Fremantle, Roo. Harley Burnell, what's the story with him?
Well, he's being investigated by the police. He had an altercation with a bikie. Not the sort of person you'd want to be getting involved in a fight with, so watch this space as well. There's some talk something could happen there with Harley Burnell.
See, Harley, if I could give him any advice at all, Roo, it was always, you know, my father said to me, if you're going to pick a fight, make sure you can win it. Don't pick a bike.
I wouldn't have thought. But anyway, we'll see what happens there.
All right, in the cricket, Victoria resume at 1 for 28. The Redbacks made 260 yesterday. That is our look at sport. Thanks to the Wine Bar down there at the National Wine Centre.
Beautiful. Our Get Fit program is 6 weeks in. We've got to get on the scales again, Dits.
On Triple M.
I see you got fat.
Get Fit with Roo and Dits.
I'm not really as blubbery as I look, all right?
No.
I just want to point that out.
And I'm not either.
Now, Roo, your goal is to get under 100 kilos.
Yep.
Now, when we started, you were 103.3, so pretty good shape, really. Last week, you were down to 100.7, so not far away from that magical 99.9.
I know.
What's your last few days been like? What have you been doing?
Train Monday, Tuesday, had yesterday off, back into it today. Had
food
a and No, I've been good this week, and had a reasonably good weekend too, so hopefully I am heading into the right space, so
right.
I get on the scales.
So you're down to your shorts, you've got your gear. All right, on the scales. Here we go.
Calculating.
I like my tats.
Good.
Calculating.
What does that ink weigh? It's a fair bit there. So 100.7. Righto, what does it say?
Not quite 100.1.
Oh, so close.
Bloody
hell. Good effort. Well done.
Might get there by Friday, nearly.
Well done.
100.1.
Do you think when you're getting fitter and leaner, is it harder to lose weight or should it still come off at the same rate, do you think?
Harder. Oh, definitely harder. Yep, you got less to lose.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so 100.1.
Yes.
Great effort.
Righto.
Right.
How did your weekend go? Because you did sleep in the car last Thursday. Did it get... Did it go downhill from there, or did it? Let's run through Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
It was a bit of a guilt trip. I did cop a bit of a lecture at home.
Right, so.
About growing up and all that sort of thing.
Time. Hobo? Was that
I was called a hobo at one stage. Time you grew up and, yeah. So
I was just looking after the sponsors.
Correct.
Exactly.
But she did race. I hate it when she makes a good point. I said I had to stay there with 300 clients from work. Did Roo go home? Well, yeah, he did. Yeah, so I had no comeback.
I didn't even have
a 7:30. I know. I had no comeback.
No.
He said, "Well, how come you had to stay?" I said, "Well,
because you're disciplined.
I'm better at it than Roo."
Righto, stop talking and get on the scales, there, dude.
Here we go.
So last week I was 104.3.
Calculating.
Come on.
Calculating.
Hey.
What is it?
103.8.
103.8.
So what's that, 500 grams?
500 grams. I mean, in a week where you've had a few sessions.
Baby steps.
That's still good. That's still good, Dits.
So I started at 108.8 down to 103.
So you've lost 5 kilos. That's good.
Yeah.
Very good.
All right.
But
we're on the right track.
Well, and you want to get under 100 as well.
Yes, I do. So I'll hopefully if I'm on track, I'll be another couple of weeks, but We'll get there.
Right. Yeah. All right. We'll keep it up, and we're going to get my teammates in.
Do you want to talk about our breakfast thing that we're doing or not? Or are we not qualified to talk about that?
No, it's 16-8 diet. It's pretty easy. You don't eat after tea, and you don't eat until lunchtime.
Yeah. So you're skipping breakfast.
So you're not everyone agrees with that. 16 hours.
But it means you don't eat for 16 hours.
Well, it's good for blokes, but apparently it's not right for women.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. It's a sexist diet.
Yeah, it is.
Very sexist. But but we've found it okay. Well, I think, I don't know, I can't speak for you, but because we're here early and we're doing this show, then we go straight to the gym, I've actually found it okay to get through breakfast.
Yeah. You eat breakfast every second day though, don't you?
No, I don't.
You sure?
No, I've been doing it.
Okay. Well, it's working because you're losing weight. So, and if you're not hungry while you're doing it, it's not working. And I'm hungry every day.
Yeah.
You just got to not eat. So you're starving yourself.
Righto. There you go.
Very healthy, fun thing to do.
Good week on the scales. Ruined it's here on Triple M. Now, you know you starred on the front bar again last night. Show one of the brand new season and Mark Ricciuto front and centre. Sampang loves to talk about your commentary. And this is what he picked out from the JLT series.
Have a listen to this in JLT, in Point Pirie, I believe. Have a listen to Mark's compassionate and sensitive fashion in which he describes the condition of Aaron Hall from North Melbourne.
Yeah, I had a chat to Darren Crocker before the game. We're very lucky to have Aaron Hall out there, given his knee injury, but also he's had diarrhoea during the week and conjunctivitis, if you don't mind. So he's doing it pretty tough, Aaron Hall. If he tires a bit and can't see the ball, you know what?
There's nothing funny than conjunctivitis and diarrhea.
That's about as toxic as you can get right there.
I've just been given 6 weeks to live.
Detailed. Thanks special for that. Comments.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's full medical.
Exactly what you want.
Full
do
medical.
Your research. Like was that done... Alberton? In fact, do your research, Sampang. That was down at Alberton.
And it wasn't Point Pirie, it was Port Pirie.
Yeah. Yeah. Bloody Victorians.
Yeah, I know. Ruined it's here on Triple M. Triple M. Ruined it.
The show that was. Now we need to go back in time.
The show that was.
What did you like today, Ruin?
We had a Married at First Sight update. It's very, very important that we cover the big topics. Have a listen.
Jessica, they call her sausage lips because she has had her lips done so much that they look like raw bunning sausages.
It's true. But like, she's incredibly attractive.
As Ditch starts Googling her name.
Jessica with a K, mate.
Research.
Yeah, exactly, Ditch. You are very, very thorough.
You could put sauce on her lips.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we asked Ken Hinckley, we had both the coaches on, we asked Ken Hinckley about one of his fans that got a tattoo of Ken. You know you've made it when you get a tattoo of yourself on someone's forearm or leg, Ken. You must have been very excited to see one of your real Port Adelaide diehard fans put your head on their body.
I don't know that you realise that was my leg, Roo.
Oh, Bull, is that yours? You've done it, you got your own tattoo. Yeah, oh, gee, you're very confident in your ability if you've done that.
That's the only way I was ever going to get a tattoo.
Well done, Ken. And Don Pike, just before he left us, he is a bit of a burglar on the golf course, Dits, isn't he?
Good play.
Plays off scratch. I asked him who he'd got some cash off. Give us three names just before you go of people you've taken money off on the golf course over the summer.
I know who you're talking about. You're talking about Paul Sears, but I eventually got 20 off Paul the other day. So,
that's good. Is that when he did his finger, getting the money out of the wallet?
No. He was good. He didn't have his best day, Paul, but that's all right. His finger's now going to hold him back. So I did offer him a game during the week, but he said, unfortunately, his finger, he wouldn't be able to play.
Good stuff there, Pikey. We have got a big show tomorrow. It's a massive show. Bernie Vince is going to join us, the new member of the Triple M footy team.
Yep, new commentator.
He's going to be calling the Crows and Hawthorn game with me on the weekend. Looking forward to working with Bern and having him on tomorrow. Aaron Phillips got another big final on. The Crows girls are in the prelim final at Adelaide Oval on Sunday at 12:40. We'll have a chat to her. Bruce McAvaney is going to join us about football and racing. The Golden Slipper Day in Sydney on Saturday with Winks going around, and Limo will join us for a laugh as well. Plus, we've got the week that was.
All right, big day coming up here on Triple M. See you tomorrow. It's time to go.